This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Rob Ferret and Veronica Rickert. Coming up on Central Time, the Affordable Care Act just celebrated its fifth anniversary. We'll talk to a Wisconsin and national expert about how this law is changing the way rural hospitals operate and about the state of rural hospitals in general. First, the Wisconsin Badgers are headed to the NCAA championship in Indianapolis tonight for the first time in 74 years. Their only other appearance in the championship, which they won, was in 1941, only 2 years after the tournament began. On Saturday, the Badgers beat undefeated Kentucky, a particularly gratifying win for the team since they lost to Kentucky in the Final Four last year. Tonight, they'll face Duke University, a team they lost earlier in the season. The game begins tonight at 8:18 p.m. Joining us from Indianapolis is WPR's reporter Chuck Quirnbach. Chuck, good to have you here.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, first off, you have just arrived in Indianapolis. What's the scene like from a fan perspective?
Well, they're closer to the stadium. There are groups of people, some wearing red, I guess, who are cheering for, and some wearing blue, the Blue Devils of Duke. Fans milling about. I'm about a half mile away. A very large parking lot. There's much cheaper parking prices than last year in Arlington. So the big RVs have pulled up, some buses, and then a number of cars. This is where the Indianapolis Colts of pro football team plays, Lucas Oil Stadium. So there are various fields and lots close to the stadium that accommodate those folks, and we found one of those out there, but not too far out there, not too pricey lots a little while ago.
Yeah, and I saw some tweets from the UW-Madison advising students to check with their professors as to whether classes will be held, so I'm wondering how many people have skipped their first day back from spring break just to be there. It'll be interesting to see how the crowd evens out in terms of the red versus the blue.
I spoke with some of the fans in this lot, and one of them was indeed a first-year student at Madison who couldn't resist the attraction, he said, of his girlfriend being here, but of course he is enjoying it as well, and I forgot to remind him that it's a day of class, supposedly, but, there's some folks that will be here that maybe are not going to be in class, and we'll see if they show up for class tomorrow morning. That's the
That's right. Well, there will be classes throughout the semester, but maybe only one championship game for a while. Give us some context, though, in terms of the importance of this game, not just the fact that this is the first championship in 74 years that they're headed into, but how has the season shaped up to bring the Badgers to this point?
Well, first thing we should say in a news program that it is only basketball, okay? Mm-hmm. But given that, it is important in several factors, as you talked about, going in, is that the first final two, really, appearance of the Badgers in 74 years. This is a team that's been high-ranked all year, had a couple of stumbles along the way, had a major injury to one of its guards, Trayvon Jackson, but has done well pretty consistently all year and has gotten very good during the tournament, the NCAA tournament, won five games in the tournament, won a few games in the Big Ten tournament after winning the official season Big Ten championship anyway. So they've been very hot the last few weeks and playing strong ball throughout. Up against Duke, one of the royalties of college basketball, so to speak, but the Badgers beat another monarch, if you will, Kentucky, 2 days ago. So it can be done. Duke, my coach Mike Krzyzewski, a four-time NCAA champion coach. He's got a good team again, and 34-4, they are coming in. They've done well. They beat Wisconsin back in early December, and now some of the newspaper reporters are reminding us that Sam Decker, a key Wisconsin player, was hurt going into that game, was limited in his mobility. He didn't play as well. They are hoping Decker, who is one of the stars for Wisconsin, will play well and make it a very close game tonight.
So statistically, it might sound like Duke is the favorite to take the championship, but are you hearing otherwise, or do you have a sense that the Badgers will put up a good fight?
Well, Duke has the experience in matters such as these Final Fours more than Wisconsin has. Wisconsin last year and then about 15 years ago or 14 years ago was in the Final Four, but has not had a lot of time at playing in April, so to speak. But Wisconsin has been very dedicated. They played well, very fundamentally good basketball throughout. And they have seemed to play well in the last few minutes of the game, especially. They've been down sometimes in the second half. But in the last few minutes, all of a sudden, they're ahead by a few. And then at the end, they're ahead by six or seven. And they've done it by free throws. They've done it by not making mistakes at the end. But again, all that will be tested against Duke, which ran over basically Michigan State in their semifinal 2 days ago by about 20 points. It's a very tough matchup for Wisconsin.
And do you think that Bo Ryan's strategy is changing at all for this game, or do you think they will stick with the tried and true game strategies they've brought forward so far?
Well, the Badgers do have to adjust to some of the Duke key players. There's a center, Jahlil Okafor, who is Duke's top scorer. There's some other very good players, Tyus Jones, Justin Winslow, Quentin Cook, all very solid players, Quinn Cook, rather, and all very solid players. And the key will be to match up with those star players the best they can. I think the Badgers have a little deeper bench, so we'll give the starters a bit of a break, but they do have to have quite a challenge on their hands. But Wisconsin, we haven't said about. I've talked a lot about some of their stars besides Decker. Frank Kaminsky, of course, Player of the Year and a couple of major awards. Nigel Hayes, Bronson Koenig, Josh Gosser, all very seasoned players playing very well right now. And they've got Trayvon Jackson now off the bench, as well as a couple of other folks. All predictions are this will be a tight game.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of those players, we can't ignore the fact that they're students and, by association, temporary members of the team. Talk about what the team would look like next year. Who's sticking around and who's on their way out?
Well, for sure, on their way out, Frank Kaminsky, Josh Gosser, Duye Dukan, a reserve, and Trayvon Jackson, who was a starter for many years, but they got injured and now coming back. He's also a senior. So for their eight, if you will. Then Sam Decker, the star forward, is a junior, finishing up as a junior. There are strong rumors that he might leave. If he wins tonight, the Badgers win tonight, that might give him the boost to leave and say, what more can I accomplish? If they lose against Duke, perhaps he comes back and they try to saddle up one more time. So there's going to be some turnover. The Scots will get the remaining players who are younger, Bronson Koenig, Nigel Hayes. This certainly appears the Badgers will be a good team next year, but will they be Final Four material for 3 years in a row? That's uncertain. There's yet to be some freshmen, first-year students coming in who have helped other clubs. Sometimes they take a while to sort of, improve their skills at Wisconsin, because Wisconsin doesn't tend to recruit these McDonald's All-Americans, if you will, and recruit lesser-in-demand players, but grow them into better players. So Wisconsin could add some first-year players next year, whether they'll be as dazzling as some of the players for other teams like Okafor for Duke is a question.
And finally, apart from the title itself, what's at stake for Wisconsin tonight? Would a win make a difference in UW athletics in years to come?
Well, I think that there is still, as we talked about a moment ago, this basketball royalty. Wisconsin not quite there yet because they haven't won in 74 years. This would help. This would presumably help recruiting. This would presumably help marketing, merchandising, the sales of clothing, et cetera, that goes along with national champions. But they are on this stage as at least the number two team in the country, so that helps right there. But to get to number one, that would mean a lot. It would mean a lot to alumni who perhaps remember 30 years or 60 years of sort of indifferent play, mediocre play. In the last few years, they've been very good again, and a lot of alumni of a certain age are, shaking hands and talking about that. They haven't discussed Badger basketball much in the last 30 years otherwise.
Chuck, thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the game tonight.
Thank you.
That was WPR reporter Chuck Quirenbach joining us from Indianapolis, where he's covering the NCAA championship match between Duke and Wisconsin.